welcome to your writing prompt for my conversation with Ellen Manon. So this is one of those prompts that doesn't have to be written. It can be, if you'd like, but always know that these prompts are more of creative prompts that you can kind of make of what you will. But it could be one to use to inspire a piece of artwork, like collage or painting or whatever it is that you prefer to be creating right now. Whatever direction you'd like to take this in is absolutely fine. So in the conversation, Ellen obviously talked a lot about folklore, and we talked about stories and using art to tell these stories. So the invitation here is to do a little bit of background research into the folklore of your own area. As I say, folklore came up a lot in the conversation, and Ellen spoke of her connection to the stories of Wales and also of their connection to the folklore of Cornwall. And by the way, did anybody else pick up on the link in her story about the horse that comes in the night, the night mare? Was I the only one upon listening back to the conversation that saw the light of realisation of, oh, nightmare? I didn't realise it while we were having the conversation, but all of a sudden when I was listening back to it, when I was editing it, it just kind of, yeah, the penny dropped, let's say. So anyway, folklore and landscape, to me, are bound together. One, I believe, reflecting the other. We see folklore in a landscape when we notice things like standing stones and stone circles, and when we visit a place and are told, they say this is where X happened with Y many, many years ago. The land holds these stories, and as humans, it can be a way for us to connect with that land. Folklore is what's created when those who know the land best begin to notice patterns, signs, symbols, and then transform these into stories we can learn from. For example, in Sussex, where I live, there's a story about how the Wilmington Giant got there. And for those who don't know, the Wilmington Giant is a huge chalk person carved into the side of a big hill. And if you look closely, most areas have some kind of folklore attached to them. They might vary depending on the landscape, of course, but even in my hometown of London, there are urbanised versions of folklore, usually, I might say, involving the devil in some way. The invitation here then is to do a little bit of research into the folklore of the land on which you now live. That could be the town, the city, the village, the county, the region, whatever it is. And have a little, I've put these questions in the show notes, but I'll just kind of talk you through them. So what are the stories that exist in this place that may have been forgotten? Where did they come from? And how have they moved and changed with the times? If you can't find any, why not spend some time outside in your local area connecting with a particular tree or space over the course of days or weeks or even months and see what stories arise from those places? Perhaps you're lucky enough to live close to a natural spring or a well. What stories do these places hold? If you live close to a river, what does it say as it moves and flows on? Perhaps your local park or even graveyard has something in it that has always interested you. What stories might there be in that one thing, and how can you find them? I encourage you to get curious and just let your imagination run wild. And a couple of previous writing prompts that I thought might actually help get you started are, there's a meditation that I did for my conversation with Nathaniel Hughes and Fiona Owen way back in Series 1, Episode 3B, as well as with Nana Tomova, Series 1, Episode 7B. And then the prompt for my conversation with Dawn Nelson, which would actually be also really good to listen to in connection to my conversation with Ellen. Again, series one, but this time episode 13B. And that tells the story of the River of Benori, which you could then use as a writing prompt. Let me know how you get on with this one. I find that the folk tales of the world are always rich, diverse, and oftentimes wildly entertaining. I'll pop a few folklore book recommendations in the show notes too, and I'll put some in the bookshop if you want to take this a little bit further. As always, you can find me on the website www.promptedbynature.co.uk, where there are lots of prompts, blog posts, links to my Substack newsletter and my bookshop, or I'm usually to be found on Instagram at prompted.by.nature, where I post most of my social media content. I hope you enjoy this one. Happy writing, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.